It's time to go to the movies with Matt Olien, and as usual, we're not actually going to the movies, but Matt has managed to screen one with a fossil in the title, and I'm a fossil collector of sorts. I've got an ammonite, Matt.
Well, there's lots of fossils in this movie, Doug. As I said, it's called Ammonite, written and directed by Francis Lee. And I got a screener because I vote in the North Dakota Film Society Awards, so that was nice. A production company called Neon sent me quite a few. Well packaged, they really go to nice lengths to send out to voters and, you know, film critics and whatnot. So I did like this movie quite a bit. It is getting some Oscar buzz, as you know. Kate Winslet plays 19th century real person, real scientist Mary Anning, who was a fossil hunter along the cliffs of the English shore, and I like that you always hear the sea and the ocean in the background in this movie kind of crashing, and, you know, she lives near the ocean, and she has this little shop where she has her fossils, and she's a very dour woman, a very serious woman, lives very, very, you know, modestly with her mother. But she collects fossils, she studies them, she wants to be taken seriously as a scientist, as a geologist. But in those days, as you know, Doug, only men could get into the British Geological Society. Despite that, her reputation did grow in her lifetime. And in the film, a geologist by the name of Richard Murchison shows up at her shop to talk to her about fossils. And his wife is in tow, played by Saoirse Ronan, who is someone in need of convalescence, as they used to call it. He wants to bring her by the sea to kind of help out with her depression and whatnot. And he eventually abandons her and leaves her there because he's going to go do some other things, and he wants Kate Winslet to kind of look after her. And, of course, as you know from the previews, Doug, a romance develops. Now, the romance part is the part in question. There is no evidence to suggest that there was a romance between Charlotte Murchison, who is the character played by Saoirse Ronan, and Mary Anning. But as you also know, Doug, liberties are taken. Artistic freedom is taken in biopics all the time, and we never know completely what a person's life was like behind closed doors. And I actually was okay with this subplot. It builds the chemistry between two really great British actresses. And when the love scenes come, they're tastefully done, Doug. They're well shot. They're tender. They're beautiful, I think. And so I like that part of the film. But the reason I give Francis Lee some leeway on this is because the film is not a soap opera. There's equal parts romance, equal parts fossil hunting. We get a lot of scientific data in this movie, and so we get a lot of examination of the fossils, and Ronan helps Winslet as they discover fossils on the beach. So there is science in this movie, and I did enjoy that part of it. It could have easily slipped over into soap opera territory, could have easily done that, but she never lets it slip that way. The film is bleak, it's stark. I like the cinematography. Maybe it doesn't quite have that fifth gear for a period film the way a Jane Austen Sense and Sensibility might have. But overall, I liked it, and I think Winslet will be in the lead actress Oscar race, and Ronan will be in the supporting actress race.
And Francis Lee, director, also writer, so auteur.
Oh, for sure, yeah. And she puts her stamp on this movie because, again, she, you know, takes that artistic license to suggest that Mary and Charlotte were lovers, could have been lovers, who knows, and it really forms the basis of the movie. There's some great shots in this movie. I love the cinematography. The last scene is great. I love that as well. It's really a film for two amazing British actresses, award-winning actresses. You know, maybe Kate Winslet wins another Oscar. I'm not sure how that Best Actress race is going to shape up this year. 2020 is a strange year, Doug, and it's getting more strange every day in the movie industry. And again, January and February releases are still Oscar eligible for the 2020 Oscars, and that will make this very interesting down the stretch.
But it means those movies will likely be streamed as opposed to in the movie theaters for the most part. I did read today with interest that Warner Brothers will be releasing movies in 2021 to theaters and streaming at the same time.
This is big news. I just read this article. I'm glad you brought it up, Doug. This is big news because the Warner Brothers lineup includes Dune, which was a much anticipated movie. And we keep hearing that the James Bond people want their film in a theater. And I get that. I want to see James Bond on the big screen. But what this tells me is even with the vaccines coming, I still think that this industry is in flux, and it's very, very nervous about the future. It's nervous that people have been watching their big screen TVs from March through December during the COVID outbreak. And I don't know if we're ever going back to theaters. I hope we do. I love the theater experience. Right now, the pickings are very slim in theaters around this region. And, you know, most of my reviews, Doug, have been, you know, Prime, on-demand, Netflix releases. You know, next week we're going to review Mank with Gary Oldman as Herman Mankiewicz. That's on Netflix. So I think other companies will follow suit here. Warner Brothers has sent a big signal here with a business decision, and I do think other production companies may follow suit, at least for 2021.
Well, it's time to pose an Oscar trivia question, and this time I sort of took my cue from the movie Ammonite that's about a fossil. So I go back to the 20th century. There was a famous big movie about fossils, in a sense, and this did not win Best Picture, didn't win Best Director, but it won 3 Oscars.
Well, it's got to be Jurassic Park with its CGI dinosaurs, not fossil dinosaurs, right? Is that it?
That is it. Best visual effects, best sound editing, best sound mixing.
And Doug, what a night for Steven Spielberg on Oscar night that year, because, of course, Schindler's List was released the same year as Jurassic Park, and I think it won 7 Oscars. Could have won a couple more if Ralph Fiennes and Liam Neeson would have won the acting Oscars, but what a night for Steven Spielberg that Oscar night. They don't get much bigger than that.
Yeah. 1993 was a great year for movies, and 94 the Oscars recognized it. Spielberg, there's another wonderful director. We've been to the movies with Matt Olien.